everyone, welcome back to Climate Queens. This is a very special episode for us because we have some news for our longtime listeners. So, you know, we usually try to record an episode for the last Friday of every month, but today is our last episode.
Aww.
Oh, cue the ahs. But yeah, we just wanted to hop on to say a quick goodbye, but also to recommend some amazing podcasts and resources and people to follow to keep advocating for our planet. So, Clodagh, our last episode.
I know, here we are. I can't believe it. This is literally 2.5 years later. Probably 3 years since we kind of had the notion, right? Like, yeah. Hey, have you got any podcast recommendations?
Yeah,
for like the environment.
Literally, myself and Clodagh. So I think anyone who's listened from the start will know our kind of journey, but the two of us met at Shocker, a recycling kind of workshop to learn how to facilitate workshops relating to recycling. And it was kind of like our eyes met across the room and Clodagh was holding a keep cup. And I was like, and at the time, you know, keep cups were just kind of getting off the ground. So I was like, oh my God, this girl has a really cool keep cup. And then do you remember this? And the two of us then started chatting over like a tea break.
Yeah.
And I did compliment your keep cup.
I had forgotten this. I love that. Yeah, I did love the keep cup. I did get a foldy uppy one, I think, after that, because I was like, yeah, I need it on the go.
Yes.
But like that was like, yeah, like the introduction to like, hey, what's going on with our planet? And then
yeah,
I think we kept the conversation going after that.
Yeah,
like a few months later. And yeah, I think Katie had mentioned, she was like, you know, like, what if we got people chatting about the environment, like at their dinner parties or their house parties? Like, it would just be so normal. And I just loved that idea so much.
Yeah.
And so here we are, 2 seasons later. And yeah, it's a kind of bittersweet day, isn't it? It's like, oh, this is our last episode. But I think we've given you guys so much to listen to, food for thought. And hopefully you can keep sharing our episodes with people that are kind of introducing themselves to the environmental movement and what's happening. And this is not the end for us.
No, definitely not. And I think, you know, as much as we've heard from all of you who've listened as to kind of what you've learned and kind of the fact that you've shared our episodes to other people, like, it's been a learning journey for us too. You know, every episode we put in so much time into the research, and with that, the two of us learned tons. And I think if anything, it was kind of a selfish endeavor in that way too, because we were like, well, if we do this, I'm also going to learn about different topics, you know. But I think, yeah, in that way, we're so grateful for the whole experience that we've been able to actually do something like almost like formalize this kind of learning, but then also put something creative out to everyone. And I remember, like, we were just so nervous with the first episode of like, what will people think? Will people like it?
I know. Putting your stuff out there is so weird because you're like, I never was like, record a podcast. It's like, no. Like, but I think the need was there and like it just felt so relaxed. We're just so grateful for people for listening. So thank you again. I really enjoyed the whole process. And it was like a crash course for us as well, wasn't it?
Totally. Like, hey. Oh my God, we hadn't a clue what we were doing.
I mean, we did, but no, we had no idea. We were like, we just had the passion.
That was it.
We went on that.
Exactly. Like, we don't know. We've never done this before. So, but we'll figure it out. Like, we literally just like, we'll figure it out. And I think honestly, we have a massive thank you to April, who is our editor. Like, honestly, for anyone who's listening, if you have enjoyed the experience of actually listening and the quality, it is all down to April. All down to April.
I know. And like the last year, obviously we're all on Zoom. So everything is just kind of like, instead of that idea of like, oh, perfectionism, we need to get it right. It's like, no, let's just put it out there for everyone to listen. And just thinking about that first episode, like honestly, Katie, I think we had like an hour and a half content because we just kept chatting about fast fashion. We're like, oh my God, everything's terrible. But it's just so connected to everything. I think it's a really good introductory episode because you're talking about like social justice, environmental justice, but like getting people interested through their clothes. And I just think that's, I mean, it's definitely been our most listened to episode. And it's something that's like the gateway drug to get people in of like, hey, look, this is happening. And, you know, start thinking about it. And it's nice to hear that people have like shared the episode with their friends who like have no interest in like environmentalism or, you know, just had never thought about it. So I'm pretty proud of that.
Me too. And I think for us, you know, we did it based on having like just a serious interest in fashion, given your experience with Swapsies, and you actually had a really good like kind of foundational knowledge to fast fashion way more than I did. So I was just lapping this up, this whole thing. But yeah, I think it definitely was an episode that was a good starting point, because like we've spoken about the climate crisis and it can be quite intangible. It can be really, it's really big to get your head around. And something like your clothes that you wear every single day, you put on your body, you wake up, you're like, what am I going to wear today? You know, it's a consideration all of the time. And it's how we kind of present ourselves to the world and understanding. And I think it kind of started that whole kind of way of thinking of the journey of things. And I think I've kept saying that over the few episodes of like, you know, it's a really good starting point. But I think that probably brings us on nicely to us just kind of, like chatting about what our favorite episode was. So what was your favorite episode, Chloe?
Mine definitely was the climate march, because we were physically present. We were surrounded by like-minded people. And I just, that experience, I just love that. And obviously everyone's been feeling that lack of connection in the last year. So I'm just thinking, I was thinking about that. And I was like, oh, that was just so, it was, I'm not going to say wholesome, because we were there, you know, to literally protest in a way, but it just felt like there was a change happening and that people were actually taking action. And I think that's kind of like where our next step is going, that we want to do more. And, you know, the podcast world has evolved. Since we have started, and I'm just loving that. There's so much great content to listen to, and we're going to list all that later. But really, yeah, that was just really special. And we also had the Climate Case Ireland as well on that same interview.
Exactly. So it's kind of like
feeding into listening to people, hearing what everyone else has to say, because yeah, it got to a point right where it was like, oh, it shouldn't be just the two of us, right? And then the second season was kind of like, let's chat to everyone else, because you know, these are just our experiences and we are just two white girls from Ireland.
I totally agree. And I think our podcast journey has been a reflection of our own journey, you know, of kind of that like internalizing of like, oh, I need to figure out like about fast fashion, about my food consumption, about food waste, about, you know, to like that kind of broader, more like macro level of like, oh my God, like it's not just about us as an individual, it's system change. You know, that's kind of where our thinking has kind of journeyed to. So I think in a bid to not do like an entire season about Rage Against the Machine, Claude and I are putting a pin in it now. So you guys don't hear like episodes of just complete anger.
Yeah, we know everything laughing.
Yes.
So we want to like hopefully encourage people to take action, and we will be posting all of that on our Instagram anyway. But sorry, back to your question, Climate March was 100% my favorite. And also we visited Patagonia, and Patagonia was one of our first connectors as well, because we shared a book and we were like, what do you think about this? And that kind of really got our cogs going of like, people need to know, like it was just one of those things. And so yeah, a shared experience. Yeah. What about you? Tell me your fave.
Yeah, like you saying that now, I'm like, that was an awesome episode. And I think it's one that I would be most proud of, because we took so many voice snippets and different conversations and made it into like this kind of cohesive episode. So I think, yeah, I'd forgotten about that one. It's not a really good one to mention. But I think if I'm speaking more about like an episode that had the biggest impact on me and my own behaviors, it was 100% the first one, fast fashion, which we were talking about. Like, just learning everything. It's one of those things, I think, with most of the topics in relation to kind of climate change, the climate crisis, once you know, you can't unlearn it. You know, it's in your brain, and it really affected me. Like, and I think it's because it was actually a complete slap in the face as somebody who loved fast fashion, like loved, you know, I would go to Zara like once every maybe 2 weeks or a month, and I would hop in there, didn't even need a top, but I was like, but I can, so I will. And
you're getting like endorphins, like you're literally getting kicks from buying stuff. So
100%, that was me. I was like, it is the drug and I want it, thank you. But Sorry, it's a truck going past, if you can hear that. But yeah, so, and since then, like, I haven't bought anything on the high street. And that's not to say, like, everyone is on their own journey, do you know, but this is just what happened to me personally. So, and I have kind of a whole love for pre-loved clothing and secondhand shopping, of just like finding cool pieces, and then somebody compliments you, and you're like, thanks, I got that on a charity shop, you know. Yeah.
Surprise.
It's a new kind of endorphin.
It's like you know, when someone says, I love your dress, and you're like, thanks, it has pockets. Yeah. You know, it's that level.
Oh my god. And the dress that I did, yeah, like my favorite dress that I got, which is vintage and it has pockets, so it's like a double whammy.
It's all about oppression, Katie. It's like, it all links back to this. But I love what you're saying, that like, it's not just about the individual, it's all about understanding that the onus needs to go back onto the producers, and that's what's going to change. And I think for me, that's like a point of like, not that we're ending the podcast on this, but like, that's what the next 10 years needs to be about, is putting that responsibility back and getting us to take action. And we're done with talking. That's basically it, aren't we? We're done with talking.
Yeah, exactly. And so again, that probably leads on to like perfectly the next part, which is like what we're going to be doing, and like kind of the plan for us. Because, you know, as much as we love and have loved this podcast experience, I think given the pandemic and the fact that we were kind of, you know, everyone was restricted to their homes, and like, but then you did have that appreciation for like everything just outside your door, or like going for a swim, or you weren't able to go for a swim, so all of a sudden you become really appreciative of that. But yeah, Claude and I, long story short, we want to get out in nature. We want to actually be in nature, experience it, and yeah, kind of put down the mics for the time being and just reconnect, I suppose, take in some deep breaths and appreciate what's around us. Would that be right?
Yeah, 100%. And you've just reminded me there, like, I did a zero waste workshop, and that was, I think, something for me that really kind of changed my perspective. And one of the questions was, you know, what will the world look like in 50 years? And like, just thinking about that now, it's like, well, what will the world look like in 10 years, 5 years? And like, it will be different. And I remember getting so upset, thinking like, what if there's like, people don't have trees and forests? You know what I mean? I just couldn't, that really struck at me. So like, yeah, the idea of just getting back into nature and appreciating it, and hopefully encouraging other people to do the same. You know,
I love that. Yeah. And I think one thing we would say is like, do keep an eye on our Instagram, because, you know, if ever we are looking at planting trees or doing some forest bathing, which we've mentioned before, or, you know, we will put it up to see if anyone wants to join, and we'd love to meet some of you guys if you're around the area. And actually, it would be so cool. Yeah. And so we can actually have these conversations in person, because I think that's something as well that I've grown to really appreciate, is having conversations with people who are also having similar thoughts, trying to work through this massive subject that is, you know, climate change, and how do you kind of reduce it down to like, well, what can I do? And then, you know, it's trying to deal with that journey that we've been on, which is like, oh, but I need to recycle, and I need to, you know, watch what I'm purchasing, versus, no, this is much bigger than that, you know?
Yeah.
So yeah, like meeting up and having conversations is kind of where we're at and what we want to do.
Yeah. And I mean, along the way, we've met some amazing people, and we hope you've enjoyed hearing their stories. And obviously we want to keep sharing that. So are you ready for a big idea?
Dun, dun, dun.
So we're going to gather all the resources of people that we think that you should listen to, people that you are like, I want my podcast fix, or where do I go, or who do I listen to? So we're going to start like a resource guide, just like a doc. And hopefully you can use that to whatever stage you're at and share it. And I mean, I'm excited about it. It's just going to be a simple page. Like, we're not going to force it on people, but the information is there. And we're obviously going to keep our podcasts up for people to follow and share. And I just think that's the best we can do ourselves. And I think, you know, we're being very zen about acknowledging that.
Yeah. But I think as well, you know, people have found, our show notes quite useful, because you know, you have like different reports and articles and, you know, interesting things to read and things like that. So we were kind of thinking, well, why don't we just collate all of that into one space for people to access? Because, you know, information is power and knowledge is power. And I suppose it should come with a disclaimer that once you do start reading these things, you can end up in a hole. But that's why we're saying, come meet us for like a swim, come meet us for a walk and like try and chat through it. Don't feel like you're alone in this, because if you are listening to this, it means that you have an interest. Something's been piqued there. And all I would stress is that just keep that going, keep that fire lit.
Yes. But yeah, I love that. Access to information is just so key for actions. And yeah, articles, initiatives, that's really where we're at. Like, there's so many amazing accounts, and obviously we're in Ireland, so why not replicate this wherever you're listening to? What, like, you could start your own group, or you know, just to meet up, like have like eco chats, you know, like there's plenty to be doing. So yeah, this isn't the end for us, it's just a see you soon.
Exactly.
Not gonna get emotional. But with saying that, we have people to thank, because they are so many people who have just, you know, made this such an incredible experience for us that we didn't think we'd still be doing it.
Yeah, it's so true.
And obviously we've thanked April because she's editing, and you know, we would not have done that without her.
No,
we definitely want to thank Voice Ireland as well, who helped us out in our first year, to Mindy and Jonathan especially, so please check them out, they're doing great work. Our mics actually came from my friend Ben. Thanks Ben. Megan, so thanks. But I mean, we're on our headphones now on Zoom, but like, first season. top mic. We also want to thank Frontline Defenders, who we partnered with. And we also like to thank the Irish Environmental Network and Katrina, who supported us during our first year. And to all our guests. Oh, I loved it. I wish we could meet some of them in person, because it's so strange hearing and seeing someone's story on Zoom and you're like, I just want to hug you and tell me more.
I know. And I think as well, like, it's one of those things, we almost had access to more stories and more people, given the fact that, you know, doing things over Zoom became normal. You know, the fact that we were able to speak to people all around the world, frontline defenders, you know, how incredible, you know. I felt so lucky. I was like, oh my God, look how far we've come. Like, it's it was amazing.
And who else? Native Events. They took us to Body and Soul Electric Picnic, Fashion Revolution Ireland. We hosted their we had chats at their fashion show. Like, it's just such a nice experience. And the National Youth Council of Ireland, when we had a lovely chat with like hundreds of kids, we were like, oh, people are listening to us. That's gas.
Yeah, we're on a stage and there's like 500 kids down there. Oh my God.
Yeah. But it is inspiring to see that people have an interest. And I think we shouldn't be putting that hope on the children, you know.
Totally.
So we just want to thank everyone, guys.
Yeah. And, you know, all of you guys as well for listening, for taking the time. You know, the podcast market is a very saturated space now. And if you have chosen us as your kind of daily listen, we are so appreciative. Our podcast has how many listens now, Chloe? It must be nearly 33,000 times.
Yeah. I mean, for people not promoting, it's pretty great, I think.
Yeah, which means that, you know, it's down to you guys sharing it. Like, if you've even put it into a WhatsApp group, guaranteed that has added to those 33,000 listens, because somebody's going, oh yeah, I'll give it a go, you know. And word of mouth is so powerful.
Add us to your playlist, please. We can keep sharing that. Playlist.
But yes, thank you so much for listening. And it's just so weird that, like, you know, we've been in people's ears.
I know. And we won't see you next Friday, but will be back. And maybe it's a different form, maybe it's on YouTube. So, you know, we just are excited to take action. And thank you for listening.
Yes, thank you so much.
Okay, bye.
Bye.